Hello. Long time no chat. As you may know, if you're still subscribed to this podcast, I haven't released an episode in nearly a year. It doesn't mean I wasn't thinking about it, but a lot has been happening in the last year, and this podcast got put on hold while I figured that out. And I'm here to tell you about the changes that have been happening and what's going on and what's next. The Gutsy Boss, as a podcast, will probably continue to be on hold, maybe forever, or maybe not. I haven't fully decided. There is a chance I will still pop in and record episodes, or perhaps even get back to a place of having a regular cadence of episodes weekly, continuing with how I've been doing these, which are short, quick, inspiring kind of episodes or really practical tips. If I do return to it, I would imagine it would be the same thing, just me sharing things that I have learned or that I know. But for now, it's going to be on pause because I am getting ready to launch a new podcast called Feminist Founders, which you can go find right now. The link to it is in the show notes. It is available right now. The first full episodes will be released next week on September 13th, if you're listening to this live. The trailer is available if you go right now, so you can learn more about what the show is, but it's the direction that I've been heading this year, is moving towards really, truly, explicitly talking about feminism, intersectional feminism, equity, and how that aligns with business. The kinds of clients I'm working with are people who really care about creating a more equitable world, who are interested in learning how to make their businesses be human first, making money still, but focusing on how do they prioritize their own needs, the needs of their team, the needs of their community, giving back. So that is and has been a focus for me. And it's becoming clearer and clearer for me that those are the things I really enjoy talking about. I love exploring what happens when we bring together business, economy, the desire to make money, and marry that with feminism, equity, caring deeply about humans. How do we bring those things together? And what are the things that happen at that intersection? And so the new podcast will be exploring that through interviews with other people. I also have launched a newsletter. The link to that is in the show notes. I hope you'll subscribe. It's free unless you choose to upgrade, where you'll get additional benefits and perks and also support my work. That is on Substack, also called Feminist Founders, that newsletter. That is also a place where I'll be exploring those things beyond just the conversations I'm having in the podcast. My work is very much focused in that direction now. If you are somebody who runs a company and is interested in learning how to prioritize your needs and still make money, that's the kind of coaching I'm doing, the business coaching I'm doing. And this podcast, I'm not sure if it continues to fit into the mix of things that I have going on. It may. At first, I thought I would just stop it entirely, close it down. But then today, I started thinking, maybe that's not what I want to do. Perhaps I still want to have a space outside of Feminist Founders where those are really conversations with other people. Maybe I will still want a space that's just for me to have conversations with directly with you about the things that I'm learning or I'm thinking about or that I am sharing with clients. So we will see. So you don't have to unsubscribe from here yet, unless you want to, and that's okay. But I do hope that you'll go and subscribe to Feminist Founders so that you can start taking in all of the amazing conversations that I'll be having this season. I will be doing two seasons a year. First one's coming up starting next week and goes through December 13th. The next one will start probably in February and go through around May. And then I will take time off in the summer. The time off between seasons gives me time to produce them because I am a show of one for now. And so it's a lot of work on my end, but it's really rewarding. These conversations have been amazing, and I can't wait to share them with you and for you to learn from these incredible people who are really doing the work, who are really doing business differently. And I hope you'll be inspired. If you're not self-employed, perhaps it's not the best fit, and maybe I'll be back here. If you are, definitely go check it out. Please subscribe to the newsletter. Consider an upgrade if you can afford it as a way to support my work. And if you're looking for coaching, please reach out. I will also include in the show notes a link to book a discovery call. That's a free call where we just hop on and see if we're a good fit. No pressure at all. But I do have availability for a few more clients and would love to work with you. In the meantime, thank you for being a listener of Gutsy Boss for as long as you have been and for still being here. And I will see you, or you will hear me, on Feminist Founders Podcast starting soon.